You're listening to DraftKings Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The New York Times is reporting that Robert Kennedy has told people that he has a dead worm in his brain. Dead worm in his brain.
Y'all get away with everything.
That wouldn't be the weirdest thing he's told people.
I did not know that you could have a dead worm in your brain, that a worm, did you know, put it on the poll, Juju, at your convenience at Levitard Show, did you know that a worm could climb into your brain, start eating, and then die? Is that a thing that people knew could possibly be so? I don't think that he'd make that up. Like, somebody told him that. I don't think that he would. Maybe he made it up, but I.
Dr. Seuss told his ass that.
You think it died because what was going on in his brain was so toxic? It died of poisoning from all those
thoughts? This is why we're viewed as an echo chamber. You can't just keep it to the worm in the brain. That's not interesting enough. You got to go woke on me there.
Yeah, man. That's my job.
That's not your job. I thought you said your job. You keep telling me what your job is, and I feel like I should know what your job is.
Probably. It would probably help all of us if any of us knew what my job was. I don't know what it is. I thought it was heat expert.
We could have just kept it at the dead worm in the brain. That was interesting enough. We didn't have to get your political commentary on top of that.
I thought this segment was just Juju and Dan.
So did I.
That's what I was told.
Don't do that to my brother. Look, my brother could
sit really hard.
You had a good diagram earlier. It was cute.
Thanks.
It was very well produced.
Juju, what were the highlights and lowlights of today's show?
I start with the lowlight because a lot of people are writing in about David Sampson and these wasabi peas, bro. Like, they are disgusted that he could bring that up into any kind of dinner plan.
I like wasabi peas by themselves. I've never put them with anything else. The only thing I've ever put wasabi on is sushi. I like wasabi. I have gotten the nose and brain sting that would awaken a dead worm if I had one in my brain, because I have felt that in my head. When you put that on the poll as well, Juju, please, at Levitard Show, have you ever gotten the nostril brain heat of wasabi sort of disorienting you? What else did we get wrong?
They also says that Antonio Urbina, he says that the winning lotto ticket was sold at Publix, so Stu Gatz was wrong.
Wow.
In Miami Shores, it was nearby here. There was a winning lotto ticket at Publix. That disappointed me. I didn't want it to be at a Publix. I want it to be at a small-time gas station.
Cheapens it somewhere.
Yeah. It does. It doesn't feel... It shouldn't be at a... The winning lotto ticket should not be at a place that has a lot of square footage. It has to be small square footage, and you got to be able to get plantains in a corner, and they have to give you a key at the front to use the bathroom because they don't want it open to everybody. It can't be a Publix.
Yep. Being Brave 4 says that, hey, the Levitar Show is talking NASCAR for just a single minute today. It made my entire week. Salute to him.
I can't believe that Mike Ryan and his wife jumped up on a couch at the end of a NASCAR race, and we didn't get it to that until Wednesday. How is that possible?
I'm not sure. The chickens might should peek their head out.
But I called him on it, and he insisted. Billy, you don't believe him either.
No, but you know.
Okay, very good. What else do we have, Juju?
That's pretty much all the complaints from today. Other than that,
that's
everyone
it.
Everyone loves the show. Wait a minute, get out of here!
I don't believe that.
As far as the social media now, they might not be taking advantage of this post game show. So if you're listening to this, hashtag post game show, hashtag spliff notes of your notes from today's show, and we're gonna go through them every day.
I did not think there was enough Juju in the show today, and I did not think there was enough Billy Gill in the show today. I have those as my critiques for the show.
You have to tweet it at yourself, though.
Yeah, hashtag Spliff Notes. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have any thoughts that we did not get to? Any important? I know that Billy is bothered by the fact that players throughout sports are flippant about getting fined.
Oh, yeah, we can get to that. You know what? Let's do a day-long tease. And tease that to tomorrow.
Are you here tomorrow?
We'll find out.
TBD.
You're not here tomorrow.
If you join tomorrow, you'll know if I'm here tomorrow.
Billy, you're not here on Thursday.
Well, I will see. I'm predicting a Chris call-out day tomorrow.
Because he's just going to get drunk at the hockey game? Well put. I appreciate your
thoughts. I didn't say that. You said that. I didn't say that.
Juju, any basketball thoughts for me today? Because I didn't hear from you enough today. I wanted to hear from you more, and I felt like the basketball coverage, we got plenty of it, but not enough of it from you.
Yeah, bro. I love my Celtics, but they rely so much on these contested three-pointers that go in magically. No. Okay, good shots. Like, that's all game with them. And like you said earlier, in the close game scenario, I think they haven't been battle-tested enough to where I can be fully confident in them in that, which the Knicks have been. Every game the Knicks have been in that close game scenario. So that may pose a problem if both of those teams can make it to the next round. But yeah, man, I'm nervous for the Celtics for that reason.
I don't understand, Juju, why it is that you wouldn't have 100% confidence in what looks to me, what I keep saying, because of the offensive age that we're in and because of how they have battered the entirety of the league so consistently. I believe the Celtics team is better than the one of Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, and Kevin Garnett. I believe that team, I've said before, they took more games to win the championship when they won the championship than any team ever had because their games were close. The series were close. It wasn't what the Celtics are doing. I don't have, off the top of my head, since the day of Michael Jordan, I can't remember swamping teams the way that they swamp them, where you're watching playoff games, and what do you mean the other team is going to be, from the first quarter on, they're just going to be trailing the whole time. And it's not just in the playoffs. I know they're playing lesser teams in an 8 seed and a 4 seed. They've done it to everybody all season, where they just hit you in the face with a fish all game.
Right now they're doing it to the Jimmy Butler-less Miami Heat and your Cleveland Cavaliers. So I just think we should pump the brakes on the expectations for the Celtics.
But they did it all season, though. They did it to everybody.
But they shriveled in the playoffs, as we've seen multiple times. So that's the only hurdle that's left for my squad to pretty much clear, if you will. You feel me? Yeah. And also, moving over to the association last night, brother, those Oklahoma City Thunder, they play like a team. You getting buckets from Wiggins. You getting buckets from the other Williams. You getting buckets from the first Williams, like, in late-game situations. So I think that Oklahoma City team, bro, that's real scary right now.
Did you go back and count the number of syllables that you actually
used?
It
was 9, goddammit.